On Mondays, we focus on technology, and today we'll talk about Microsoft, as we often do. The corporate giant is getting worried about growing competition to its operating system from Google and IBM. Microsoft's newest operating system, Vista, has been getting a lot of bad press since it reached consumers' computers at the beginning of this year. Techies complain that Vista is flawed and frustrating. NPR's Wendy Kaufman takes a look.
Vista is Microsoft's first new operating system in 5 years. The company boasts that it's easy, fast, and secure.
See it, then do it. The Aero experience features desktop elements like the stunning Flip 3D and live thumbnails.
But simple and easy to use is not how Chris Perillo, a well-known technology blogger, describes Vista. He says the new operating system looks nicer than its predecessor, Windows XP, and does some things better and faster. But Vista, he says, is often slow and frustrating. He can browse through his files faster using the old operating system.
I add a copy of file from here to there, click, boom, done. In Windows Vista, it seemed to take, seconds longer. Gamers will tell you the same thing. Running games on Vista, in many cases, is a slower experience than running those same games on the same hardware with Windows XP.
Other problems have involved drivers, the software needed to use printers, video cameras, and other hardware. Without proper drivers, the hardware and Vista are not compatible. Both Microsoft and the hardware makers are addressing the problems. Danny Arar, a senior editor at PC Magazine, has been using the new operating system for almost a year. She gives it a qualified thumbs up, but sees little reason for consumers to rush out and buy it. She says the most popular version is expensive, 2 or 3 times the price of XP. And until all the kinks are out, it's probably not worth the trouble.
There is weirdness with Vista, I have to say, here and there. Sometimes you'll start something and the screens will go black, and you know, you'll see the cursor twirling because it has a little round thing that twirls like a donut. And then, you know, it comes back. And you sort of get used to it, but it's bizarre.
On the plus side of the ledger, Vista users point to a better experience on the desktop and, among other things, improved email, search, photo editing, and navigation tools. So far, Microsoft has sold about 60 million copies of Vista. Most are on brand new PCs. But there is more resistance to switching to this new operating system than there has been in the past. Acknowledging that, Microsoft will continue to make all versions of XP available through the end of next June. That's 6 months later than Microsoft originally planned. Neil Charney is a general manager in the company's Windows division.
We really do want to make sure that customers buy the version that they want. They're Windows customers, and so it's important that they're able to make the move when they're ready.
Responding to critics who say that games and other functions run slower on Vista than on XP, Charney admits that can be a problem. It may be the drivers aren't the most up-to-date, or that there's not enough computer memory to support Vista and the game. Those and other problems, says Charney, are being worked on, adding that because of technological advances, Microsoft can and is offering fixes for one's computer on an ongoing basis.
You can turn it on automatically so that when you wake up in the morning, your system has been updated with any kind of improvements or enhancements we've made to the operating system, as well as perhaps a new driver, so that things will start to work that may not have worked when you initially bought the system or upgraded to Vista.
Critics, of course, will say that if Microsoft had solved the problems with Vista to begin with, it wouldn't have to have so many updates. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.